for example, Peter, these are care today's date is 09/27/2025, dictation is 4. Miss Jessica Santos. Santos spells S-A-N-T-O-S. Jessica spells J-E-S-S-I-C-A. Date of birth is 04/24/2001. This is a 24-year-old child here. For a follow-up period, next paragraph. Patient has been complaining of diffuse abdominal pain for several months/years. In the past, she's completed several studies, including barium study, a CT scan of her abdomen with no significant findings, period. Today she reports occasional pain with deep breaths. She says she'd feel like something is pushing again into her chest whenever she takes a deep breath on her left side, period. She denies diaphoresis, denies frank chest pain. She indicated that she is currently being seen by a rheumatologist who is doing an extensive workup as to the reason for her abdominal pain, or dry eyes, a dry mouth, and other complaints, period. Next paragraph. Past medical history, past arthritic history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph. Review of systems. All systems were reviewed and were negative except for those mentioned above. PNS paragraph, physical exam. She's alert, oriented, no acute distress. Vital signs, RS follows, O2 sat is 98% of room air. Blood pressure is 106 over 70, pulse 71, respiration 18, temperature 98.0. PNS paragraph, HENT normal. PNS paragraph, neck, full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs. PNS paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort. No adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion. PNS paragraph, cardiac, regular rhythm, rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema or cyanosis. PNS paragraph, abdomen, none distended, no guarding, no visible peristalsis, period, next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules, or papules, no vesicles, or bulli, period, next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities, no discomfort with range of motion. She bears weight well with the pathologic gait, period, next paragraph. Assessment and plan, assessment number one is unspecified abdominal pain. Number two is occasional dyspnea, period. Patient is referred to a pulmonologist for further evaluation of her subjective respiratory difficulties. Today we did a H. pylori breath study. She was advised that we would contact her when these reference results are available, period. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. End of the patient.